And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, listen, folks, I got to tell you, the folks over at Southern Immediate Care, just love having them as a sponsor on the show. Appreciate them so much. Listen, they have locations all over our listening area. Places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham area. Two newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover. Southern Immediate Care. Folks, if you need a clinic where you go in and get checked out at any age, I'm talking pediatric to geriatric, you need one that's also open 7 days a week because you get sick on the weekends sometimes too, right? Well, they are. Southern Immediate Care, 7 days a week. They'll take walk-ins. They'll see you there. You can get your shots and your x-rays right there on the spot and not have to go somewhere else. Southern Immediate Care is, by the way, who I use personally. And I've been using them a lot longer than they've been advertising on the show. I know because I really like the guy that owns the whole chain. I know him personally. He's a good dude. He's a right side ruffian. And every time I've walked in the door, clean, friendly, professional, they'll take care of you. Southern Immediate Care. You check them out, y'all. It is so worth it. And listen, it's not too much for me to say. If you go down there, find the one nearest you, go down there, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would get a kick out of hearing them tell me that. All right, listen, we're going to do something right now. I've not done this. I don't know when I've planned in advance for a mini dipper. That's what I'm calling it. We always do the triple dipper every day. And sometimes those dippers get a little heavy. And I got to thinking about, man, I'm going to do cash with a catch, which is so aggravating. I'm going to do home fries, which is okay, but there's some stuff in there you're like, oh, man. And then a walk in Biden's world, like I got some of y'all texting in saying, I'm going to take up drinking, please. I had, what was it, one texter, Joe from Birmingham, actually texted me and said, no more Biden world, no more gender bender world. And then he says, or not, because I kept going. I'm done with that. I want to leave on a higher note. So here's the thing. You know that for a fact, that I don't mind saying it, I believe that Jesus is Lord. I'm not going to shy away from that. This show is going to say it whenever we feel like it. I know Boomer's whole family. They feel the same way. And listen, the reality is this. We can believe that, but isn't it nice, too, to see our leadership say that sometimes? Isn't it a good thing once in a while to find out that somebody who's in charge, who is in a place of influence and doing things that may actually impact your life, actually has the same core values you have? Well, we just got the new speaker of the House of Representatives put in place in the last couple of days, and the left is having a complete meltdown. Why? Because the war in the heavenlies is ongoing right now. I think it's more rabid than ever. And they are having a complete freak out right now that a guy who professes openly to love the Lord and to pursue conservative values from a biblical worldview, that somehow galls them. They're threatened by it. I remember forget my pastor saying one time, he was talking about faith and a faith in Jesus Christ. And he said, you know, Jesus is my Lord. He said, but what if I'm wrong? And of course, everybody in the church perked up because there's the pastor. He goes, what if I'm wrong? What if I'm wrong? What if I die and nothing happens? He said, what would it mean? It would mean that I lived according to a worldview that called on me to be faithful and to love my wife and to raise my kids to be honest and filled with integrity, and to be a good steward of the things that I've been given, and to be someone that other people would want to hopefully, you know, admire and want to be like. Well, that's the deal. The biblical worldview, it doesn't matter whether or not you choose to believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior. I hope you do. But the truth is, the biblical worldview, what have we lost if we go with that? Because it asks for people just to adhere to an idea, a concept, a tenets, a set of principles that means something far beyond just faith. It's all about faith. That's the underlying premise for me. But the reality is, even the tenets of it, if you're not a Christian, should still be attractive. And yet the left is freaking out right now. Well, Phil, why do you say it's his biblical worldview? Because he says it is. Remember, you got that audio clip? So last night, this is a real clip, a short audio clip, the new speaker, Mike Johnson, he did his first ever network interview as Speaker of the House with Sean Hannity, and here's what he had to say. Play it.
Someone asked me today in the media, they said, people are curious, what does Mike Johnson think about any issue under the sun? I said, well, go pick up a Bible off your shelf and read it. That's my worldview. That's what I believe. And so I make
There you go. That's the dude. He just said, that's my worldview. Go pick up a Bible off your shelf and read it. That's my worldview. Well, I got an article here from PJ Media. All right. PJ Media, dated yesterday, points out that, of course, he was just elected, and he's been known to be a champion of religious liberty. This is not a guy who just walked up the podium and goes, I think I better be a Christian for the world to see. No, this is the way he lives. His whole life has been dedicated to this. Now, I don't know him personally, but I actually texted with my pastor this morning, and he knows him. He said he's a great guy. He used to work with an organization called Alliance Defending Freedom, which, by the way, the Southern Poverty Law Center thinks is a hate group. That should tell you something right there. But he has been out there fighting for religious liberty as someone who believes that that is worth fighting for years before he went to Congress. And this article from PJ Media said, you know, that the liberal dog whistle right now is Christian nationalism. What does that mean? You're a Christian who loves your country. Why is that scary? That's like saying MAGA. Well, that means make America great again. Thank you very much. Anyway, the article says, is Christian nationalism something we should worry about? No. Although a certain strain of it that people are calling for could be problematic, but there's people who are on the fringes. He said, making America a Christian nation is not about taking political power. It's about building faithful families, strong churches, organizations that speak for biblical values. It's about Christians reaching their neighbors with the life-changing truth of the gospel. Those are the only factors that allow Christians to turn this nation around. In reality, he says, Christian nationalism is an epithet the left likes to use anytime a conservative Christian takes a place of power. Leftists wave the arms around, the straw man, wildly to make it look even more menacing. You see, they say, the left only wants leftists to use scripture. Like when a conservative does, especially correctly, it's playing with fire. What they're saying there is, all right, they're calling him a Christian nationalist. I'm saying, yay, bring it. Because when they say Christian nationalist, all that means is a God-fearing man who loves his country and wants the best for it with values that we stand for. And listen, he gave a speech. So the new House Speaker, Mike Johnson, he gave his speech on the House floor. And it sparked some debate. Oh, my. People are threatened by it. It says conservatives have been praising Johnson for doing what they call wearing his Christianity on his sleeve, while some liberals claim he is offending the Constitution and the New Testament by appealing to God inside the House chamber. What better place to appeal than in the seat of government to bring God in the middle of it? That's me talking there. Well, speaking to Congress, story here on Fox News, Dateline today. Speaking to Congress following his election, Johnson declared, I don't believe there are any coincidences in a matter like this. I believe that Scripture and the Bible is very clear that God is the one that raises up those in authority. He raised up each of you, all of us. And I believe God has ordained and allowed each one of us to be brought here for this specific moment in this particular time, and this is my belief. He said, I believe that each one of us has a huge responsibility today to use the gifts that God has given us to serve the extraordinary people of this great country, and they deserve it. And then there's actually pictures of him bowing and praying on the floor of the House earlier this year with other members of the House of Representatives. Listen, y'all, I don't think I felt this good. I don't know what he's going to do yet. He hadn't had a chance to even get, you know, his office in place yet. They just hung the sign on his door. I saw a picture of it. But what I'm seeing so far tells me that the war in the heavenlies, we're on the winning team. And I want you guys to go to the weekend thinking that. We're on the winning team. Why? Because even on earth, there are more of us than there are of them. But if you look at Scripture and you find, okay, when Satan fell, he only took a third of the angels. He's still outnumbered 2-1. And the power of God sitting on his throne is not going to be overthrown any day soon, ever, 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 amen, by the forces of darkness. And we just won. We just got a guy in a place right now who is governing by what he claims to be a biblical worldview. Here's the end of it. Last article I've got here on this, in this mini dipper. This came from Focus on the Family. And they're talking about how in his first speech on Wednesday, Mike Johnson touched on the Christian ethos that undergirds our nation's founding. It wasn't just about him. He had talked about our nation. He said it was in 1962 that our national motto, this is him talking, In God We Trust, was adorned above the rostrum here in the House. He said, if you look at a little guide they give tourists and constituents and visitors, if you turn to page 14 in the middle of that guide, it tells you the history. It says very simply, these words were placed above us. This motto was placed here as a rebuke of the Cold War era philosophy of the Soviet Union. That philosophy was Marxism and communism, which begins with the premise that there is no God. He went on to say a little bit later, he said, what is our creed? It is that we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Not born equal, created equal. Endowed by the same unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's the creed that has animated our nation since its founding and made us the great nation that we are. He ended with this. His legislative priorities will be found this way. He said, I boil them down to this. Individual freedoms, limited government, the rule of law, peace through strength, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and human dignity. Those are the foundations that made us the extraordinary nation we are, and those are the stewards, and we are the stewards today of those principles. Y'all, that is the most principled, godly speech I have heard come from the House of Representatives maybe in my lifetime. Just saying. So I wanted to end on that mini-dipper. Let that be a word of encouragement for you. He stood up there, he had a Bible in his hands while he gave that speech. And he gave it from the heart. And it wasn't hard for him to give it. It didn't seem stilted or like he was working to find the words. He gave it very clearly and articulately. And he gave it straight from the heart. So, Lord God, we love you. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you would bless this nation, that we would indeed be a nation filled with a biblical worldview. That as we talk about things like a walk in Biden's world or whatever else, we don't do that condescendingly. We point it out because we need to know and be concerned because your word tells us to be aware of our times. But we also pray, God, that you would bless our leadership, that a true biblical worldview, a faith in Jesus Christ would come back to those who lead us. And Father, we thank you for Mike Johnson and pray in Jesus' name that you would bless him, protect him, watch over him, and give him wisdom, discernment, strength, power, and protection as he does what he has to do for such a time as this. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just felt like doing that. All right, folks, listen, we love y'all. Have an amazing weekend. We'll be back here on Monday morning, me and the boom. And yeah, have a great weekend. The weather gets cold again next week, sort of. Like
maybe a little bit. It's going to get cool, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, Boomer's over here having heat flashes every single day.
I'm like, man, it's hot.
We got the air conditioning turned out like 64 in here. But yeah. You guys have a great weekend. We will see you come Monday. And we appreciate all of you and the fact that you make this show happen. We'll see you then.